Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, November 13th. In the news this morning, overnight ebuy prices were December corn down a half a cent, 407 and three quarters. December wheat down 3 cents at 585 and a quarter. Jan beans up 4 cents at 1149 and a half. Currently, we've got the crude oil down 55 cents a barrel. I don't think that'll help the corn at all. The dollar is down 13 ticks, but really not much there. Dow Jones is currently, looks like it'll open about 195 higher or so, despite all the warnings about COVID and how bad it's going to be. Stock market's rallied 500-600 points since yesterday at about 245. Not sure what all that's about. But as far as the beans go, we've got very little rain in Rio Grande do Sul in the southern part of Brazil. They've got scattered rains in the north. They've got scattered rains in Argentina. You know, it's nothing huge, but it's enough for the time being. But the Rio Grande is very dry, and they do need some rains there, and that's kind of underpinning some support for the beans in here. Export sales this morning, very light on the wheat, 300,000, corn, 978, of which Mexico was the biggest buyer, but China was barely involved in that. The beans, 1.147 million metric tons. China took about half of that. So we didn't see any export sales this morning. Again, we need more sales and, you know, really big export numbers on a weekly basis to move this thing higher. Interesting, the back months of the beans were kind of firm here relative to the front. Maybe those spreads will catch up a little bit now. But, you know, overall, the longer term, the beans still look strong. Corn, you know, there'll be good support around $4. And we'll have to see where this market goes. But the wheat continues to be the weakest link, in my opinion, and I think it's going to stay that way for quite some time until we either see a real collapse in the U.S. dollar or we see some Chinese business or some Egyptian business, something out here to turn the tide. That's really about it. I'd like to see corn and beans close higher here today. If they don't, we could see some lower prices next week. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.